Someone asked a question, which is relevant to many of you, is how to discover the one that abides in consciousness, how to know who abides in consciousness. If you look at the old teachings, old traditions, which deny individuality, which consider any sense of me as an illusion or condition to be transcended, the issue who experiences consciousness does not arise, because no one experiences consciousness. If anything, consciousness is just experiencing itself. And with statements like this, the problem is that they are not entirely incorrect. We can say it is one way of looking at reality. That can be satisfying for some seekers or teachers. But from our standpoint, it is simply one-dimensional perception, limited. Not subtle enough to reveal much deeper truth. Truth that needs to be revealed, not just for the sake of understanding, but living in a much profound and significant way in the dimension of the self. And further on, to have the necessary conceptual tools to cooperate with our further evolution. If you deny the one who is evolving, how can we express the further cooperation? How can we truly help our own soul? So as shocking as it may seem, there was no teaching on this planet or teacher who answered correctly the question, who am I? It does not mean that their answer was entirely false. It was simply largely incomplete and not really grasping the heart of the matter. No one has ever understood What is me? That's why in the last retreat we said that we still live in the dark ages of spirituality. If in the medieval times you would try to convince someone that Earth is round, they would laugh at you. It's ridiculous. Everyone sees it's flat. And the same applies to spirituality. The perception of the spiritual dimension is flat. Certain dimensions are missing. And without bringing this dimension into our perspective, there cannot be complete understanding of the nature of the very path. Nature of the awakening process. Who is awakening? Into what he is awakening? In the context of what? What type of larger reality is he awakening? And what is the final result of that awakening, that evolution? The problem is that human beings do not seek truth, they seek comfort, especially in spirituality. Spirituality attracts souls which want to find a way out, want to escape suffering. They seek relief from suffering. They seek peace. They do not seek truth. By truth, we do not mean explanation in the mind. Truth means to become whole. Wholeness is beyond peace, is beyond freedom from suffering. Wholeness is the realization, actualization of the positive purpose of our creation, existence in time. Coming back to our subject, investigation into the question, who am I? Not from the mind, but through your evolution, is an ongoing process. The answer is not simplistic. The answer itself is growing, evolving, as the deeper layers of the soul and the self are being revealed. The deeper you are in the absolute reality, and the more you embody the light of wholeness, the closer you are to the ultimate answer. The answer which is not the end, but the beginning. Consciousness, the I am of consciousness, the first dimension of consciousness is energetic. It is an energy state. And a doorway, the connective space between the individual and the universal. As energy state, consciousness, it should not even yet be called consciousness. We call it consciousness just for the sake of simplifying things. Unless that energy state is embodied through me, that energy state, that energy dimension is still not pure consciousness. Who is experiencing that consciousness which is not yet pure consciousness? The problem which complicates the matter is that all the me's inside you are experiencing that consciousness. The observer is experiencing consciousness. Your conscious me is experiencing consciousness. Even your subconscious me is experiencing consciousness. They all, in certain way, experience consciousness. And they all, in certain way, abide in consciousness. There are levels to abidance in consciousness. The more me is evolved, the more me reflects the purity of its nature, the closer it is to consciousness. and the closer it is to perfect abidance in consciousness. The misconception that there is no one experiencing consciousness is coming from the fact that past traditions did not even have the conceptual tool to grasp the truth of the awakening of pure me, the true, eternal experience of consciousness. So from the standpoint of the observer, consciousness is beyond me, beyond any sense of personal self, and hence there's no one experiencing it. If there is any sense of personal self, its relationship with consciousness is one of being witnessed. That me is feeling witnessed by consciousness. Witnessing consciousness is not consciousness of the soul. It is an energetic state experienced as a background of me. This shows us how incorrect relationship with consciousness can lead to the limitations within its realization. So when we come to the question, who abides in consciousness, we need to separate two things, or two questions. Who is conscious of consciousness? Who can recognize that consciousness is there? And who truly abides in consciousness? To truly abide in consciousness is to experience a level of unity with consciousness, meaning that one cannot really separate itself, its sense of self, from consciousness as a space of abidance. Your conscious me, the observer, obviously can be conscious of consciousness, can register the fact that consciousness is there, and from their sense of self, they can relate to consciousness. They are constantly relating in this way or another to the background consciousness. and yet they cannot merge with consciousness. That's why they are not the one who you truly are, or the essence of who you truly are. They are not the answer to the question, who abides in consciousness? The one who abides in consciousness, if we choose to pursue the term abidance, is the one who can experience unity with consciousness. So unless you experience a level of merging, a unification with consciousness, unless you have access at least to a relative state of unity with consciousness, you cannot really grasp who is abiding in consciousness. So the answer to the question, who abides in consciousness, is a function of surrender to consciousness. It is through your surrender to consciousness that the answer is arising. You become that answer. You feel that who, as your very self, is the most intimate, the most pure depth of me inside yourself. It is through surrender to consciousness that the one who is meant to embody consciousness is growing into itself, is awakening, maturing, coming into existence. Gradually, as pure me becomes more and more one with consciousness, it separates from all the other layers of me. The confusion that some of you experience in identifying pure me is directly related to the fact that your pure me is too much mixed with your conscious me, with the observer. It has to be separated from the body of the egoic me, from the past me. In order to embody its own purity, and this process of separating pure me from the relative me is a result of deeper surrender into consciousness. merging into consciousness. Pure me is truly pure, unconditionally pure, only when it is merged with I am. Before that happens, there is always an element of fluctuation between the perfect and the imperfect, the relative and the unconditional.